You're listening to an African Elements top news story for August 05, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Rwanda has confirmed it is in early stage talks with the United States regarding a potential deal to accept deported migrants. Rwandan Foreign Minister Olivier Nduhungirehe stated that his government was in early talks with Washington about a migration deal. These discussions are in their preliminary phase, meaning plans are not yet concrete. The framework for the deal remains conceptual, suggesting a transactional approach to global migration diplomacy. Nduhungirehe did not disclose specific details of the potential deal. However, local media reports suggest the U.S. would likely fund a program to integrate migrants into Rwandan society through stipends and job initiatives. The U.S. State Department declined to comment on a potential deal, but stated that engagement with foreign governments is an important part of U.S. policy to deter illegal migration. This potential agreement with the U.S. mirrors Rwanda's previous migrant-hosting agreements with Western nations, particularly the United Kingdom. The concept of third-country deportation involves a country sending migrants to another country that is neither their country of origin nor the deporting country. Rwanda signed an agreement with the UK in 2022 to receive third-country asylum seekers. The UK deal involved sending migrants who arrived in the UK as stowaways or in boats to Rwanda, where their asylum claims would be processed. If successful, they would stay there. This deal was ended in 2024 by British Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Plans for the UK initiative were in the final stages before the deal collapsed after the Labour Party took office. The proposed deal with the US would reportedly involve financial compensation for Rwanda and support for the integrated migrants. In exchange for accepting deportees, Rwanda would reportedly receive financial compensation. Support would include stipends and employment assistance for the migrants, aimed at encouraging social and economic integration into Rwandan society. While these reports indicate the nature of the support, specific details on the scale, funding amounts, duration, or effectiveness of these programs are not yet available. Nduhungirehe noted that Rwanda has experience in taking in migrants, saying, "It's not the first time that we'd be engaging in such a kind of deal." The discussions between the U.S. and Rwanda come amidst broader U.S. policy considerations regarding deportation and migrant relocation. The Handbasket reported in April that the United States deported Iraqi and alleged terrorist Omar Abdulsattar Amin to Rwanda. Senator Marco Rubio stated that the U.S. wants to send some of the most despicable human beings to other countries. Donald Trump has expressed a desire to deport homegrown criminals to countries like El Salvador. The U.S. State Department stated that engagement with foreign governments is an important part of U.S. policy to deter illegal migration. The U.K. Supreme Court ruled the U.K.-Rwanda policy unlawful in November 2023, citing human rights concerns. The plan was stalled by legal challenges and criticized by human rights groups, who called it unethical to deport migrants to a country they do not want to live in. This suggests similar concerns could arise with a U.S.-Rwanda agreement. Critics' concerns about outsourcing deportations to countries where deportees may lack ties or support are significant. The provided information does not detail the specific legal protections or rights that deported migrants would have in Rwanda under a potential U.S. deal. While Rwanda's foreign minister stated that Rwanda has experience in taking in migrants, the search results do not detail other motivations for Rwanda beyond financial compensation. The U.S. State Department declined to comment on the specifics of a potential deal. The discussions are described as being in early stages, indicating that concrete plans and timelines are not yet established. There is no information on the specific nationalities or backgrounds of migrants expected to be deported under the deal. Rwanda has formally agreed to accept up to 250 migrants deported from the United States under a bilateral initiative signed in June 2025. Rwandan spokesperson Yolande Makolo said the arrangement reflects the nation's values built on reintegration and rehabilitation. Each deportee will be vetted before arrival and provided with workforce training, health care, and accommodation support. Deportees are not required to stay permanently in Rwanda, and the U.S. is offering undisclosed financial support to Kigali. Copyright African Elements.